liturgical difficulty is the Marian antiphon that we will sing, Alma Redemptoris Mater. The line is repeated twice when you turn the page, so just look to the next page on that back when you're singing that at the end of Mass. Remember, the only perfect liturgy is in heaven. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we set out on a new year with all kinds of different emotions. Some people very happy to leave it behind. Some people reflecting on it wasn't so bad. And all of the things that can happen as we make this point in time, this transition. I'll leave you with just three words today from our scripture. Haste, amazed, and treasured. First of all, haste. It says that the shepherds made haste. They went in haste to Bethlehem. They heard the message of the angel and then went quickly as they could to see it fulfilled. Earlier in the same gospel, you might remember that when Mary at the Annunciation had also heard about Elizabeth having conceived John the Baptist, it says that she went in haste to the hill country of Judea to go visit her. It's a basic principle. Once you know what God wants you to do, once it becomes clear in your life, you must act. You must do it with haste. One of the worst tragedies of the spiritual life is that we actually know what God wants and we don't do it. We procrastinate, we make excuses for it. Go, move, act. God is often much clearer than we're willing to give him credit. We just aren't listening or we're making those excuses. Listen, accept. It may not be what we want. Get up and do it. Make haste. Second, amazed. Another word that it can be translated as is astonished. It said that they were astonished. They were amazed at what they saw. Now, it's true that you and I do find God in the ordinary, everyday things. That's a basic principle of life. God is there in the ordinary things. You can find God in your family, in your work, in your friendships, in your relationships, in nature. But also, so it's not either and, but a both and, also, our faith, our Christian faith, is based on revelation, that God has revealed things to us in an extraordinary way. At the heart of our faith, there are certain events, certain extraordinary things that God has done, from choosing Abraham, then to Moses, then the Exodus itself, and all that that entailed out of Egypt. And then God, through Jesus Christ, becomes one of us. God breaks into time, the infinite one dwelling in unapproachable light, who created all things out of nothing before all time, who exists before all time, who fashioned creation, became a tiny, helpless child. Now, if you don't find that amazing, if you don't find that astonishing, you're not paying attention. It is amazing. It is astonishing. The proof that this was true was his resurrection, which was another thing that had never even dawned on people, had never even entered into their imagination, could be possible. And yet it happened and was seen by hundreds of people. They were amazed at what God had done, and they went out in the whole world and gave their whole life for it. Sometimes I think we're more astonished that we see a tree this big inside a church than we are for the reason that it's here. Be astonished. Be amazed at what God has done. And finally, number three, the scripture says Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Another translation is that she treasured all these things. She pondered these things. We know that Mary, once she knew what mission she had, she did it without hesitation, without doubt. We know that she was astonished by everything that had happened to her, around her, all by the grace of God. And then it says that she took time and pondered. She took time to treasure this in her heart. The original word that's being translated here, it literally means to turn over and over and over again, to take the thought and keep it going over and over again. She took everything that she had seen and reflected it in the light of faith and sacred scripture. It is said she became the first Christian theologian. That's what we do. Theologians reflect on what has happened. We do this already with all the stuff that we like in life that we have passion about. Some people do this with sports statistics, and they can tell you statistics that go back to the 1960s and before. Amazing thing. When you have passion, you remember these things. Some people do it with literature. They have passion for music. And these are all good things. They're not bad. God has given them to us. But what the Blessed Virgin Mary ponders, what she treasures, is the astonishing fact, above all of this, that God became one of us through her yes, through her fiat. She said, "Let it be done to me." And then God entered time, and she became the mother of God. Every time you say yes to God's mission for you, you bring Jesus more into the world. You continue the incarnation. You become the God-bearer as well, as Mary did. So as we begin this new year, challenge yourself with all of the resolutions that we can and probably should make. Make haste. Soon as you know that it may not be what you wanted, but it is God's will for you, do it quickly, without doubt, without hesitation. Be astonished at the things of the faith that God has done. Marvel at what he has done. And then make pondering, make treasuring in your heart. Take time to reflect and be quiet with the Lord. And ask Mary to help you treasure the mystery of the power of the Word made flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.